going to say, it's funny that you mentioned Big Fatty, that you listen to him first, because that's the very first podcast I listen to as well. I can have 15 podcasts to listen to, and I will listen to Big Fatty first, no matter what else is on my phone.
Whatever are you going to do when he reaches that magic number?
You know, I was going to ask you the same question. When he actually stops podcasting, what are we going to do? Who's going to take over those reins?
It's sort of like there are certain people who I don't think can ever be replaced. And Big Fatty's one of them. Vera's another. They're just certain very specific, I don't know what you want to call niche or whatever, podcasters who I don't think can be replaced. But yes, that doesn't mean that there can't be new exciting ones that will come along, or all that have already started. Because I don't think that any podcaster ends up doing what they start out doing. I think they all start out in a certain way, and then as they go on and they relax and they find things that they enjoy doing or that work well or whatever, they'll continue doing that.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And when he actually stops podcasting, what are we going to do? Who's going to take over those reins?
The rain came down, in rushing, rising rivulets, till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into piglets.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is Ed. Episode 2788 of the BFO for Wednesday the 3rd of October 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my evening and my two I say Tuesday. Yes, it's funny. Hello, gray hairs. Big Fatty, did you look in the mirror? Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your gray hairs today, not because Big Fatty looked in the mirror, because, y'all, they are just things in life that sometimes we think are just giving us gray hairs. And, y'all, in retrospect, they're just a blessing. And y'all, I got an example of that that I'm going to share with you at the end of today's little show. And the reminder is specifically for a couple of folks, but y'all, I think we can all relate something in our lives that we may think are giving us gray hairs, but may indeed be blessings in disguise. You know, it's life's a four-letter word for a reason. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like last night when you almost had a meltdown playing on the computer. Yes. I love the happy music also. Oh, y'all, by the way, you know, that's that Alex Lefebvre composed that for Big Fatty. And y'all, he has agreed to play the piano at my Go to Glory gathering. Me, Fatty. Let's see, what was I going to tell you? Oh, y'all, on Monday night, y'all, I went for my different walk, and y'all, then the dancing was on, and y'all, it was really quite good. Y'all, this grocery store Joe, y'all, I still don't know who the hell he is, but y'all, he's pretty. Anyway, y'all, I I'm sitting here watching the what am I trying to say? The dancing, and y'all all of a sudden, it was my gentleman caller that came to see me six different times. The last time I was over at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, and y'all, he's gonna be in Charleston. Gonna be in Charleston. Let's see, about 2 weeks from tomorrow, for the weekend, gonna be visiting his family, and he's already said, "Oh, Herbie, ready? I'll have as much time as I want to enjoy the special chair again." I said, "Yes." So y'all, yeah, I don't know. Big Fatty must have done something right. So, Big Fatty, there's no accounting for taste, that's for sure. But, y'all, the big thing, other than we had the final, but first, little show last night, and y'all, that we had the Alex Lefevre, and we had Archer, and we had Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee Moonves, we had the Faye Driver, and we had Moose P. Y'all, we couldn't get the big liar, Mr. Mike Lawson, over there. It's just very important. He's very important, and but we, other than Mr. Mike Lawson, we had everybody who co-hosted during the season over there with us, and y'all, it was quite nice. We had a real good time, and I think everyone enjoyed y'all. It went a little long though. That is because you wouldn't shut the hell up. And but y'all, it's well worth you listening. And y'all, by the way, old Crooked Hat and I, we're gonna be doing a Survivor recap, a little show, y'all. We're gonna be the first will be recorded this Sunday evening on the 7th of October. And y'all, if you're interested in being a co-host with us on that, just let Big Fatty know, and we'll see about making it happen. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, y'all, by the way, my Northeast Straight boyfriend, excuse me, Northeast Straight Daddy. Hey, Daddy. Y'all, he came in the chat room and was, he was hanging out with podcasting royalty, and he says, "Good night to the kings," and I guess the queens, too. Big Fatty, he's got that right. That's for damn sure. But y'all, right before we recorded the But First, y'all, I went to check my balance at my credit union, and y'all, I put in my, it looked a little different, the sign in, but it was the correct place and everything, and it had the little little lock looking thing, that is secure site and all. And y'all, I put in my username and the super secret password, and I tried it a couple of different times, and I tried it on the app, and y'all, it locked me out. So that leads me to this.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it.
The Big Fatty Online Technology segment brought to you by Dubious Intent. Check them out, dubiousintent.com.
And that bumper, courtesy of that Daniel Biba and the former Dubious Intent, that bumper is now in public domain. I don't know if you knew that or not, but y'all, I couldn't get in, and y'all, I tried to have it send me the information through the e-letters, and y'all, it wouldn't work that way, and y'all, it just frustrated me. Frustrated me as if I were a resident of Walnut Hills. And y'all, so I just said, well, I'll just have to get up on Tuesday morning and go to the credit union and get my password or find out what the hell's wrong. And y'all, so I got up on y'all, we finished recording late on Monday night, and y'all, it was after midnight before I got in the love chamber. But got up Tuesday morning, and y'all, there was on the app Well, first of all, it made me download a brand new app. It didn't even update it. It just says, delete this one and download the new version. And so, y'all, I did that, and it still wouldn't work. It still had me locked out and everything. And you know me. I immediately thought I had clicked on something wrong. Big Fatty Vader would probably guarantee you clicked on something wrong. Well, probably so. But anyway... and y'all, it said that there was a branch of my credit union just right up the road here. And y'all, I rode around in the parking lot. Y'all, there ain't no branch there. So I said, well, you know what? I think I'll go to the Vons East, y'all, because I wanted to get some more of that the Asian sesame solid that I really enjoy. Y'all, it was on sale. this week, this past week, it was ending on Tuesday. So y'all, I said, well, I'll see. And then, y'all, there was a branch over near the Vons East I go to. And, so y'all, I went by there and I got my, I was standing there waiting to be serviced. Very vulgar. And, y'all, they had these pieces of paper there and says, starting September the 26th, we're updating our website and app. And, and y'all, so it wasn't Big Fatty at all. And y'all, there must have been a dozen people in there, and I think most of them had to come by and get their passwords reset. Yes, Big Fatty, all of them over the age of 60. But, and so, anyway, got it all set up. Everything's just hunky-dory now. And so, y'all, it was just lovely that it wasn't me. But, y'all, from there, I went by the Vons East. Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, it's a bonus. It's a bonus a coupon this week. Y'all, I went in there and I got three bags of that Asian sesame solid. Y'all, they were on sale, three for $10. I got three of those. Y'all, they had these wipes. Big Fatty, for the toilet? No, for the glass cooktop. And y'all, they're discontinuing them, so I got a container of those. It's kind of like those Clorox wipes, but it has the glass cleaner, cooktop cleaner on there, so I picked up that. And y'all, they had the Tide Pure Clean laundry detergent that I use. Y'all, I didn't need it, but y'all, it was on sale. It was $2 off, and y'all, I had an electronic coupon for a $4 off. So y'all, I just felt like I couldn't pass up getting $6 off. Y'all, it's basically half price on the laundry detergent. Y'all, that ain't gonna go bad. Y'all, I spent $23.62, but I saved $7.95, and you get to go back to the Vons East again today. Yes! Y'all, I got back home and did my early day nipple walk. Y'all, it's hot. It's still hot here in Charleston. Y'all, it's the humidity, like I say, the humidity is down a little bit, but y'all, it is still hot as blue blazes. And anyway, that's pretty much been my Tuesday. Now, y'all, I mentioned at the beginning of today's little show sometimes you get the gray hairs because of things that are going on, and sometimes they're badges of courage, and sometimes they're marks of war or whatever, or conflict. Maybe that's a better word. But y'all, I don't know how many years ago it was, but I want to say it's been 4 or 5 years that on today, the 3rd of October, up there in the Danbury, Connecticut, y'all, the Flobfo and Brian, They had someone come to the compound. And y'all, it was Danbury Jr. He arrived, I want to say it was 4 or 5 years ago today. It may have been more than that. But y'all, I've got a little song that I play every year to mark this occasion. So guys, here you go.
You might think we should plan on staying hot for as long as possible. Keep dancing, doing drugs and having all kinds of sex in bars. Get a lift, get a tuck, till our eyes meet our ears and there's no one left to fuck. But then when we're dead and deflated, so toxic we can't be cremated, we'll cry by the coffin and close the lid. That's the reason I want the kid. Conversely, we could put it off and travel to other continents. Take pictures of each other in oases and rug bazaars. See the world tour by tour and pick up rare diseases for which there is no cure. But then when our travels are ended, so far from the tribes we befriended, who'll care that we once saw a giant squid? That's the reason I want the kid. A girl or boy who'll learn and grow, a source of joy, at least till age 13 or so. You might think, why be parents when we could buy a house to renovate? Haunt auctions in a quest to find Edwardian samovars, Chinese lamps, Spanish knives, Architectural Digest will validate our lives. But then on our graves the inscriptions will read that we died like Egyptians, entombed in our postmodern pyramid. That's the reason I want the kid. A kid to base our world upon, a fresh new face to lay all our neuroses on. The truth is something Terry doesn't know, and I won't reveal to him. My family has a curse in middle age that's uniquely ours. We get fat, really fat, grossly fat, Brando fat. And I don't know if Terry will want me after that. But if we have children together, I won't have to look good in leather. He'll care for me whether or not I'm hot. 'Cause if you put me on the spot, if I don't hold on to my fellow, he'll leave when my abs turn to jello. And I wouldn't blame Terry if he did. That's the real reason that I want the kid.
Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I've gotten a gay crema card from that Moose P, and it says open anytime. And so Moose, I'll get to that sometime this week. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer and Arthur from the Amarans little shows. And you know, Arthur and Archer, Big Fatty is just 211 episodes away from 3,000. What do you think of that?
And when he actually stops podcasting, what are we going to do? Who's going to take over those reins?
Well, perhaps the bleeding will stop from your ears, if nothing else.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.